What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Boys from the East podcast. I am your host, Nicholas, with my co-host, Eden. Haha. And then today we're going to discuss a few things. Eden, haha, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Aiden Haha, and welcome back to another episode.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so this is episode 12 or 13. We have a lot of episodes. We never thought we'd grow this big, but we hit 30 plays all time yesterday. I'm so proud of us. We're getting there.
Definitely.
So let's start off today. Let's start off college football since there isn't much to talk about. Ohio State Alabama national championship game is coming up. They gave out the Heisman to Devontae Smith. Yeah, there's not too much action, but yeah, I mean, we had a few things to talk about. So the national championship, Ohio State, Alabama. I think it's gonna be a decent game. Ryan Day versus Nick Saban. And who do you think is gonna win that game? What are your predictions for that game?
Alabama has obviously been one of the best teams in the past couple of years, but I think Ohio State has a real chance because of like how Justin Fields has been performing recently. They would have to stop the running game from Alabama and the passing game, especially since their wide receiver won the Heisman. So, I kind of leaning more towards Ohio State, but I think Alabama might win.
Yeah, it just depends on how Justin Fields is. Justin Fields can be the normal Justin Fields, and he can come out there and perform to what he's expected to perform like. I think it will definitely be Ohio State, except the Alabama wide receiver core is amazing. I mean, it's unbelievable. Devontae Smith, there are a few other guys I can't remember off the top of my head. But they have a sick wide receiver core, and they have a really good quarterback too, and Mac Jones, probably going in the second round, maybe early first round this year in the draft. But it's just crazy how they have so much talent compared to some of the other teams. Like Alabama has more top 50 recruits in last year's recruiting class than Notre Dame had their whole recruiting class. That's how like disgusting it is. Alabama is just amazing. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna be hard to beat them, but I think Ohio State can pull through.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like Ohio State coming into it is definitely the underdogs. But
For sure.
even though they might be considered the underdogs, I think they both have an even chance of winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And do you know what the Alabama's mascot's name is? He's an elephant. Can you guess his?
He's an elephant, you said?
Yeah, he's a big elephant.
No, I don't think I know.
His name is Big Al. Big Al the elephant. What a wonderful man.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got a little bit off topic there. But let's go to the other thing that's important to our college football that happened. It's going to be the college football Heisman or the awards. Obviously, we had a few interesting awards go out. I always give out a bunch of awards. And I sent you a list of all the winners from this year. And yeah, I mean, pretty basic. The Heisman winner went to Devontae Smith. It was either Devontae Smith, Mac Jones, Kyle Trask or Trevor Lawrence. I'm happy to go to Trevor Lawrence, but it went to Devontae Smith. Well deserving. He's a monster. He cannot be stopped. He cannot be contained. I mean, he's just a beast. And to show how good Alabama is, let me tell you this. Alabama players won the Heisman, the Maxwell Award, the Walter Camp Award, the Doak Walker Award for the best running back. They won the best quarterback award. They won the most outstanding senior quarterback award. They won the most outstanding receiver. They won the most outstanding interior lineman. And they won the most outstanding center. That's that they basically took all the awards. They won the most. They won the best assistant coach. They won the most versatile player. I mean, they took almost every single award. I mean, obviously there's a lot more awards than that, but they took so many of them. That's probably the most ever. I mean, you see that in.
Yeah, definitely. One question I just want to ask, what is CCU?
That's Coastal Carolina.
Oh, okay. No.
So Jamie Chadwell from Coastal Carolina,
Well,
well deserving that award.
yeah.
What he did to that, he turned them around and made them a powerhouse now. Well, maybe not a powerhouse, but a very, very good team. It'll be interesting to see what they can do coming off that loss to Liberty. I told you Liberty is a good team, but definitely a well-deserving award from Jamie Chadwell. I think I'm saying his name right. Is there anything else that stands to you on this list, Ian, of all the winners?
I think Najee Harris. I know you were talking about Alabama a bit before, but wow, Najee Harris won it. He deserved. But then, like, just looking at this, it shows the past three winners, and Jonathan Taylor is right under him. And Jonathan Taylor has performed. I know they got just knocked out, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But he's played really good in the second half, and I think he can play good as well. Is he in the draft this year, or no?
Jonathan
No, no,
Taylor?
no, no, not Jonathan Taylor, Najee Harris.
Najee Harris? I think so. Najee Harris is pretty good, but he's not the best running back right now. The best running back is Travis Etienne. He's a
Oh, yes, true,
monster.
true, true.
But Jonathan Taylor, though, Jonathan Taylor's a great man. He's a wonderful human being. He's a great running back. He's potential for the best running back. In 2 or 3 years, he'll be the best running back in the NFL. No doubt about it. He's just so
Yeah,
good.
winning the best running back 2 years in a row in a college. Wow.
And then come to the NFL and perform like that, that's pretty good.
Definitely.
So, I mean, there's not too much to else to see here with the awards. Nothing else to talk about. Wait, what were you
About
saying?
QB, I don't know if Mac Jones should have won
Yeah,
that
that's a questionable one.
because, like, I feel like, yeah, he has been good with his great wide receivers, but, like, I feel like it's because of his wide receivers why he's so good sometimes and his
Yeah,
good
you could
running
definitely
back.
say
I feel like kind of more Trevor Lawrence when he doesn't have all of the best wide receivers. Like, does he have any really good wide
that.
receivers? Like, I feel like he kind of could have deserved it. Do
They don't have any.
they take the
Yeah.
playoffs into consideration or
I
no?
don't think so.
No. Then Kyle Trask could have won it.
They did it before. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was
It's
other
definitely.
winners than him that could have. Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing, I've never seen this award, but it's the exceptional contributions to the college football playoff. What is that? What award is that?
Is it towards the bottom?
Yeah, it's on the bottom, and they didn't even give out an award. They gave it to last year to a fullback by the name of Herschel Walker, a very good NFL player. He played, I forget when he played, but he's retired. He had a great NFL career. He went to Georgia. He's a very good player, but I don't understand the award. The exceptional contributions to the college football. Did he make like a really big donation or something? I don't know. That's a little weird. But yeah. Not much else to talk about in college football. Another thing is Jack Cohen, who was a Wisconsin quarterback. And you saw him play football in the Pinstripe Bowl with me. Remember that?
What? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so Jack Cohen, he's from Sayville, and he's transferred to Notre Dame, and he will be their starting quarterback most likely, because he broke his leg, so he couldn't play this year. So he had one more year of eligibility, so he transferred to Notre Dame, and hopefully he'll be the starting quarterback. Hopefully lead the Irish to the national championship, because now Ian Book's leaving. It'll be interesting to see where Ian Book goes, but yeah.
I think Ian Book might be like a second rounder, probably.
Oh, People are projecting him to go undrafted.
Well, he's not that bad, though. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, if you look at other backups in the league, like, there are, like, I feel like the QBs from, like, this college draft are better than them.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at, like, if you look at Kyle Trask, Ian Book, and Justin Fields, I think they'll all be backups.
Probably not Justin Fields. Justin Fields will probably start.
But for what team? The Jets are gonna take him? Like, I feel like second is too, I feel like second is too early.
Or maybe he will go to a team like the Falcons, sit a year or two, and then
play. Maybe.
Because the Falcons are in contention for a quarterback. Yeah. They could use one. But yeah. I mean, that's about it for college football for today. And Ian, what would you like to move on to? Baseball or football?
I think we don't have as much to talk about baseball, so I think we're just going to go with that, and then we'll finish off with football.
All right, yeah. Football had a big big day yesterday. We're sorry we couldn't get the episode out earlier, but it is what it is. We'll try to get the Division One out, or at least talk about that one soon. But so baseball, easily the biggest news in baseball. Francisco Lindor is now a New York Metropolitan. And so was Carlos Carrasco. Eden, what was your thoughts? I have a bad feeling the world is about to end. I have a hating passion for the Mets as a Yankees fan. I know a lot of family members like the Mets. But I think the world is coming to an end. And I hope Josh Wolf becomes the greatest baseball player to ever touch the field. Eden, what are your thoughts?
I think the same way. I also hope that everyone that the... that Cleveland got is going to be MVPs. I hope that Andrés Giménez, the Mets gave up on him too quickly, as well as Ahmed Rosario, and they're going to rue the day when they trade them away, because I hope Cleveland gets the best out of those four players.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. Cleveland got okay players. I mean, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I thought they got robbed, absolutely robbed. But it'll be interesting to see what those players can turn into. Hopefully, Francisco Lindor. I don't hate Francisco Lindor or anything, but maybe he'll turn into Yoenis Cespedes and fall in a hog hole and break his leg or whatever Yoenis Cespedes did.
There is a thing that is long-standing about the Mets, that they always have bad luck in when they get new players.
Yeah, I feel bad. I hope – all right, I'll take this back. I hope Francisco Lindor does not fall into a pig hole like Yoenis Cespedes. He did on his ranch. Yoenis Cespedes is just a dummy. But, yeah, the Mets don't have luck. It's like when you're about to end your career, I think you go to the Mets in retirement. So, Aiden, when do you think Francisco Lindor will retire? Next year?
I think Francisco Lindor will retire not next year, but the year after, because he's going to have a very productive year this year, I think. But for somehow, Jacob deGrom is going to get injured, and somehow all their other pitchers are going to end up be doing bad, and that's why they're not going to make
the playoffs. Just all fall off a cliff.
Yeah, I feel like they're just going to end up being bad, but their offense is really good, but then their defense is their pitching is horrible. So they don't make the playoffs, and then the next year, he gets this huge injury that's like a, maybe not a career ending and he has to retire, but just like an injury that sets him out for the whole season.
Well, the Mets trade for Marcus Stroman, right?
Yeah, and they re-signed him to a big contract, which I don't think they should have.
And you've seen what Marcus Stroman's done. Yeah. Marcus Stroman's barely played. He opted out of the season because, I don't know, I guess COVID. But, Marcus Stroman hasn't been too good. And before he went to the Mets, I considered him a top 15, top 10 pitcher in the league.
I don't know about that, but I don't like, you know, you're saying, like, you don't really – it's not that I don't like – that you didn't like Francisco Lindor. I don't really like Marcus Stroman because he came out the Yankees for saying, like, apparently he like the Yankees didn't want to trade for him because they didn't think he was good. Where'd you hear that? Who told you that? I don't think the Yankees would say that to your face. You know, like,
yeah, no one's gonna tell you that.
Just stop.
He's just spreading rumors.
Exactly. He's just angry that he didn't go to a good team, but he went to a bad team. That's it. Like, that's really the only thing for it. And, like, that's why I don't like him as a player, because he doesn't have a good attitude to anything, it seems like. Because, like, he just came out, like, he decided in one press conference after the season was over, when he decided to opt out of the season, and right after the season, he just decided to say all these things that were probably kind of fake news. But they didn't, but, like, it seems like everyone took him seriously.
Yeah. All right, so, Aiden, I have a question for you. If you're Sandy Alderson and you're the New York Mets, what is your next move?
Probably my next move is trying for George Springer. I would say don't go all out on George Springer if another team wants him, because, like, he was one of the better ones after the scandal, Astros scandal. That, like, wasn't like Carlos Correa. So I respect him for that. But, like, don't – like, he's not the best player in the world. He's not the best center fielder in the world. You could stick with Jake Mariznick, Brandon Nimmo. Michael Conforto, I think, is going to have a huge year. I really – like, he's really – I think he's my favorite player on the Mets. I obviously, I'm a Yankees fan. I don't like the Mets, but I like Michael Conforto, and I always wanted the Yankees to get Michael Conforto. It would have been a cool lefty bat, but I don't think the Mets are ever going to get rid of him. But, and then in left field, if Yoenis Cespedes comes back, or Dominic Smith. So I think they have a pretty good outfield. But so they don't need to get George Springer, but I think it would be a good addition. And then my next move also after that, if they have the money, which I would assume they do have so much money now, would to be to get Trevor Bauer. And I know they have really good pitching now, especially, but imagine that pitching with Trevor Bauer. Man.
That would be nasty. And do you go for Nolan Arenado, or you leave him alone?
I don't go for Nolan Arenado for this one reason. He is a liability. He's been with the Rockies his whole career, and you know the Rockies stadium is ridiculous. It's the only one. Coors Field is, like, so weird, or it's, like, such a hitter's ballpark. But, like, I feel like he's not proven himself really out of there. He's never had a great, like, he's had one or two good seasons, but, like, he's more defensively, and, like, they need kind of a third baseman a little bit, but I think Chris Bryant would be better. Just the only
Do you think they should go after Chris Bryant?
Yes, but the also issue with Chris Bryant is that, you know, the Cubs are going to want something big back. And, like, what do they have left? They trade away both their key pieces that they wanted to get rid of in that Francisco Lindor trade, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
so,
I don't know.
Yeah. What is your hate against Nolan Arenado? Because I think Nolan Arenado is one of the best third basemen in the league. And I think he's a great player.
I think he's the best defensive third baseman in the league. Not the best third baseman in the league by anything, because the best.
Should you put him over Matt Chapman?
I defensively yes, offensively no, because Matt Chapman. Well, not last season because Matt Chapman got injured, but like in general in the past couple of years, yeah, I think Matt Chapman's a little bit better in offensively, but defensively, I think it kind of outweighs with Nolan Arenado, so I'd go with Nolan Arenado, but. Anthony Rendon is better than him. Gio Urshela has been proving that he's probably one of the best third basemen in the league. And he is really good at defending. So I think he's could be better than Nolan Arenado at some point. Maybe even next year. And Manny Machado is better than Nolan Arenado. I think that's a no-brainer. What do you think about that? You
I think Manny Machado, yeah, I think he could be better.
I just don't. I think with Nolan Arenado, it's just too much of a liability with Coors Field.
Okay, interesting take. And next thing I'd like to get your opinion on is Kyle Schwarber going to the Nationals. I love Kyle Schwarber. I think the Cubs should have re-signed him. I think the Yankees should have signed him. I think he's a great player, most underrated player in baseball, possibly. I don't be think people give him enough credit. He pretty much won the Cubs their World Series in 2017. But Aiden, what do you think of that signing for the Nationals, and where do you think his role will be on the Nationals?
Just looking this up because I haven't heard that about that before. Wow. It says that the Yankees had interests for
Yes.
the Nationals.
Well, he should have went to the Yankees because he's a really good player, and the Yankees could have used him. He's a great bat.
And there was the rumors of them trading for him, and I'm glad they didn't because he had a bad year that year, but last year, but man, this would have been a good signing for the Yankees if you think about it. They need a lefty bat, especially since it doesn't look like they're going to re-sign Brett Gardner. Man, this hurts kind of as a Yankees fan because they like if they had interest, why didn't they actually go out for him? Is this at a point where we're just gonna like not sign anybody this year?
It
Like
looks like it.
we need bullpen help, we need pitching help. Like we can't just go with Gerrit Cole, Devi Garcia, Jordan Montgomery, Dominguez Hermann, who seems like he doesn't even want to play baseball anymore, and what Clark Schmidt? Like Clark Schmidt didn't do good last year when he came in. No, it was a short sample size, kind of, but like that's not a good rotation for a team that is considered one of the best in the league. For how long? Like, I guess it's because of the money issues, but you could trade. But you're deciding to trade for Greg Allen, which we'll talk about next. But I don't know. That's kind of upsetting for me. I don't know. What do you
If you're
think
a
about
Yankees
it?
fan, you're annoyed.
Yeah.
You're annoyed.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
I like Kyle Schwarber as a player, but I think the Yankees offseason, if the Yankees can just re-sign DJ LeMahieu, it'll at least prevent an uproar. I think they all they have to do is just re-sign DJ LeMahieu, and they can walk in, and I think they could take the AL East pretty easily.
Told you
But
the
it's a question mark, though.
just the issue that I have is that you're paying this much for DJ LeMahieu. He's gonna probably say if you do it for like 4 or 5 years, which I think it's been coming out that he wants 5 years, which he's 31 already or 32. That's to when he's 37. Like that's older. So I don't think he's gonna be that good for that much for too much longer. And like you're paying that much for him, then like what, why, if you're gonna pay that much for him, then is that like all the money you have? Like
Maybe.
do you like, let's go into the next thing with the Yankees. They trade for Greg Allen. What do you think about that?
Okay. Well, Greg Allen, he's an okay player. It's nothing big. It's to show to the Mets that you can trade for Francisco Lindor, and we could trade for Greg Allen. It's nothing special. Greg Allen probably won't have too big of an effect with the Yankees. And the Padres probably ripped off the Yankees because they probably see this guy, will pro the guy they probably trade for, will probably become a MVP in 2 years. But yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, same. Greg Allen's not like that good of a player. Maybe a cool backup center fielder in the future, or like if somebody gets injured, which seems like every at least one outfielder for the Yankees always gets injured a season. I guess it's a okay call up. I guess it's their backup
Yeah.
plan, kind of.
But nothing Nothing too special there. So let's see, for baseball, last thing I'd like to get your opinion on, Aiden, talking about the Yankees relieving the relief pitchers. What do you think Jonathan Holder signs with the Cubs? The Yankees lose out on another one of their relievers. And what do you think, Aiden? And what does this mean for the Yankees bullpen?
Yeah, they've already lost Tommy Canley, and then they replaced him with Adam Warren, who they got back, which he has not been good the last like 2 years, kind of when he wasn't on the Yankees. Now they've lost Jonathan Holder. Jonathan Holder, I think, is what is he like 26 years old? He has time to improve. That's a good signing by the Cubs. Their bullpen is probably better than a lot of bullpens in that NL. But I think that's a really good addition for the Cubs.
Yeah, for sure. It's gonna be a crazy year this year, we can already tell. And Aiden, oh, I understand you're a disgruntled Yankees fan. It's tough being a Yankees fan nowadays.
Well, yeah, because I just wanna experience a World Series when I'm not 2 years old, you know?
Or you'll be dead. I'm
True.
joking. You're not gonna be dead by the time the Yankees win the World Series. I'll make sure of
Hopefully.
that. All right, so let's move on to the NFL. Super Wild Card Weekend, halfway completed. A few big games. We had the Colts, Bills. We had the Rams, Seahawks, and we had the football team versus the Bucks. And In what was your favorite game from yesterday?
As now being in Florida, I've kind of grown to like the Bucks, but I think my favorite game was probably the first one, Bills versus Colts. It was such a close game at the end. I didn't like that call with the fumble. I think it should have been a fumble.
Yeah, that was definitely a fumble.
Yeah, it was like he got up, his knee was off the ground. They poked it out before he got down. It was a fumble. The call was not a fumble. The only way that it wasn't a fumble would be that the flag was thrown after they started the play. But they didn't even say that. So bad decision there. I'm just glad the Bills defense came in big at the end, making sure that nobody was open. So we had to throw out of bounds 2 times. But yeah, it was a great game throughout the whole game. Great plays by both sides. Josh Allen just showing that he is a good QB. He had some scary moments, but I think he's gonna just clean, he's still learning. It's his first time going past the first round of the playoffs, so I think this is either gonna be a good learning experience or this is gonna be a good chance to beat the Chiefs.
I think that for sure, but we'll get to that later. It was an impressive week, and let's get to our picks. Obviously, we ain't picked the first half games because we weren't here last week. It was a bit unfortunate. The Eagles ripped me off. I hate Doug Peterson now, pulling Jalen Hurts. I mean, clearly he did not want to win that game. It's frustrating. And the NFL should really set a fine in. But what were your picks last week, and did you take any wins?
My picks were the Browns and Saints, and they both won. So, yeah.
Yes, sadly. And the Giants for me won. Eagles had to lose because Doug Peterson's a dummy. I hate Doug Peterson now, if you haven't noticed. But yep. It was an interesting week last week, but let's get to our picks this week. Aiden, who are you picking to win today? Not too many options.
I think these are all definitely close games today. I think I'm gonna go with the Saints over the Browns, the Bears, sorry. Bears are good, but Mitchell Trubisky has shown that he can be good at points, but then he had a shaky last game. I think the Saints are going to pull out with Michael Thomas. I think this is a warm-up game for him and a warm-up game for one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. I think that's he's going to have a pretty decent game, and then Alvin Kamara is going to come in and destroy them.
And your next pick. All right, so that just about does it for us today. We'll get to our question next time. And hope everyone has a good day, and God bless.
Bye.
Bye.